Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking. Welcome to Talking Jake's pregame show. We don't use them anymore, right?
Screw them.
There's no sounds the rest of the show.
That's the only sound part.
You're out of here. Headphones. Don't like you. Yanks versus the Rays. Oh, dude, I was so excited to do the pregame show. I told you guys I wanted to do it. I had all this energy. I had all these thoughts. I had like an agenda that I wanted for the Yankees. And then I saw the lineup and it's just like all, I was faking like juice.
Right.
Because I've been saying, man, they're good at home. They're good at Yankee Stadium. Do you remember about late June, July when the stadium was just fucking rocking every night? And we were like, damn, it's going to be a good summer. Now they're at a 68-win pace. And I don't know if the stadium is going to be rocking. And I was talking about how, like, you know, we need a big first inning. And then the crowd gets into it. And, like, just right away to start this homestand. I also think we need a benches clearing incident in the next six games. Like, need. So I'm rooting for the Rays or the Jays to, like, bring, like Manoa start or... Fairbanks just got feisty with the Orioles. Like, I'm rooting for a benches clearing. I don't need, like, a brawl, but just some, like, animosity to get juices flowing. But, no, I mean, Gleyber leadoff. Andujar 5. IKF Hicks at the bot. Like, I don't know. I'm juiceless.
Jim, BBD, everyone with us? We're back! Love that. Tuning in. I mean... Jim, part of the reason you were excited, you were like, I got to do more pregames. Like, we're coming up on the stretch. Like, this is it. Month and a half out. And, yeah, I mean, this is, I take partial responsibility. Because I ended yesterday's Talking Yanks saying that Andujar is going to get hot. So they said, oh, okay. Fivefold, done. The part that's weird here. Gleyber Torres is batting leadoff. Which there were times in Talking Yanks history where I was like, I don't know, try it out. He's young. Could that end up being a role future? For him at some point? He's in one of the worst streaks of his career.
And get him more at bats, or I mean, the problem is Glaber's not good when he's in the 3-4 or 5, or he's actually good in the 5. When he's in the 3-4, he's not good. So Maybe they're finally like accepting that. I don't know. It's a weird lineup. Also, they're facing an opener today, so they might be trying to outraise the Rays with some weird funkiness.
1,000%.
So.
Otherwise, they'd have Benny leadoff.
Yeah. They're facing, who are they facing? Beeks?
Excuse me?
Jalen Beeks. I don't, who's going to be the bulk guy? Springs? Yarboy? Is he up? I think.
Son, your name is Jalen Beeks?
So it's a lefty opener, so they didn't want two lefties. You know, they didn't want Benny and Rizzo 1-2-3 against the lefty opener, so they went Gleyber. So I that's the thought process against the Rays opener. But, yeah, I don't know, man. They could win. Benny has really good numbers off Beeks, so maybe they should have put him there. Judge has good numbers off of him. Sometimes he goes two innings, so you might still see him for two, but, man, I could really use DJ and Stanton back in this lineup. And then not some other guys.
we could use Harrison Bader in this lineup, you know?
Yeah.
That's the funny thing.
No, he's just gone one. Beeks.
Yeah, he's been a one-inning guy recently, so I'm trying to see if
when
they
he
have...
When he starts, he goes two, if that means anything.
I mean, it might be Yarbrough. Let me, I'll double check Yarbrough's page. Because I don't.
Unless it's just a straight bullpen day.
Yarbrough hasn't pitched since August 9th. I think he's going to be the follower.
Okay.
Because they have him listed like he's. It's Yarbrough. It's the way the Rays have treated him for years.
All right.
Yeah. So lefties, we think.
So, I mean, even like I love our guy Yarby, but even more juiceless. It's going to be a long-ass game of slow Yarby pitching.
Nice Monday night, mid-August.
Pop some against Beeks and get it over with. Mm. The offenses look so bad.
So bad. 2-8 in their last 10. That's not good.
How's Yarby been?
Not great. He had two good outings before he got hit at Milwaukee. But his ERA on the year is a 5, and it's pretty consistently since June he's been getting hit.
Do you have a what to watch for?
My what to watch for tonight, I think it's that Andujar Benny back to back. I put some eggs in Andujar about to go. I think I've seen the scouting report on him. It takes a couple games for him to dial in the helicopter. I think it's dialed. And I think Benny has sneakily, since his opening stretch of rough baseball, has actually been pretty good. And so him and Andujar back-to-back, I'm excited to see that part of our lineup. So, ideally, that would be like a 7-8 and not a 5-6, but... give me some good at-bats in the middle of the lineup today, and I'd appreciate that.
Okay, okay.
You got a W2, W4?
It's kind of Cole's fastball, and he's been throwing his fastball a lot. Last game, it was 67%, which is the most he's thrown. He's faced the Rays 3 times this year. He's pitched really well against them. 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, and then 6 innings pitched, 0 earned runs. And then right after that, back-to-back games he faced the Rays, he went 7.1, one hit, if you remember, one earned run. So he's been really good. I'm trying to see what he has done there. It's June 14th and June 20th. So June 20th, he was fastball heavy, fastball slider. The slider's kind of been getting kicked to the curb a little bit these last 2 games. Game before that, it was much more fastball slider. And then, but mostly, let me look at, is Randy playing?
Randy should be.
Well, this isn't what to watch for, it's what to watch out for. And it's Randy versus his fastball. Because I've been watching some Rays games recently. I think Randy's starting to get hot again. And he's just jumping fastballs. Like they were facing, was it Lyles? The Orioles?
Jordan Lyles?
And Rosarena stepped up and just swung so big at a fastball, strike one. And then they went fastball again. He's same exact swing, hit a 3-run homer.
So it looks like we're Yandy, Bilal, Rosarena, Peralta, Paredes, Choi, Walls, Siri, and Mejia.
Well, I'm interested in Cole's pitch usage, fastball heavy, and then interested in what to watch for is his fastball against Randy, who has 3 home runs in his last 4 games and has a 7.19 slugging in his last 8 games with 3 homers and 3 doubles. He's been hitting the ball really well.
We're going to get some G-Man and Garrett.
Yeah.
Know? That's kind of slowed news. Down.
Old hat.
It's an old hat. But it's a hat.
Old hat.
You like old hats. David Peralta, the new Ray, is 4-for-9 off Cole. We'll see what he looks like. And actually, Yandy Diaz has good numbers against Cole. 11-for-32. So this is a...
Yeah, but do they come from a while ago? Because he wasn't good against the Rays for a stretch, I feel like.
He wasn't good against the Rays for a stretch?
Cole, like in 2020 or 2021. This year, he's been very good against them.
Yeah, this year, he's got those couple good starts. But I think,
what was I going to look up?
Yandy Diaz.
Yeah. Oh, Pitching Path to Victory is a fun segment.
Yes. One of your favorites.
Yeah, but especially with the bullpen these days.
Yeah, and that's where yesterday was half a win for the Yanks in their heads because it went Tyone to Johnny.
Yep, but then what is it? Who's the closer today?
I think it's still Clay Holmes.
I hope not.
So who do you think's the closer today?
Chapman.
Do you think they're going to do that, or that's what you would do if you were the manager?
Well, they sat Clay the other day and used Chapman in the highest of leverage, so I think Chapman's the highest of leverage guy right now. You know, Clay was definitely available, and they didn't use him. He threw 20 pitches, but he didn't throw the two games before that.
Right.
So they already bumped him from a high leverage hold save situation for the first time while available. So I'm hoping they don't be like, oh, we bumped him once, he's fixed now. He needs to pitch in lower leverage, or just get a rest for a little bit. I think Efros, Chapman, Wandy are the guys. Trevino, they seem like they like to use him to get out of innings.
Yeah, he's got inherited runner numbers that are good, so they do.
Following Cole, don't go Johnny after Cole. That'd be my one, or Abreu. But Marinaccio is available soon, so they might have to, you know, get some bullets out of Albert before they DFA him.
I think best case would be Cole to Wandy. To probably Clay. I don't think they're out on him yet.
I mean, they can't afford to have Clay lose another game in the ninth.
Yeah, I think the part that would be tricky and buckle up. It would be awesome if they could give Clay like a 4-1 game.
If you polled like everyone, would you rather Clay blow a game in the ninth?
Right.
Or try Chapman, who's been looking good, and he blows it. What would make you less mad? I think everyone would say Chapman.
What? So what's the question? Who would I rather blow a game in the ninth?
Yeah. Like, what would make you, like, more mad? Because if they go to Clay again, and he's just wild and walks guys and blows the game again, I'd be way more mad than trying something new.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's a little double-edged, because if Chapman came in and blew a game, then it'd be like, well, fuck.
I wouldn't be like,
there's nothing.
Yeah, but then there's nothing, but I'm not mad at them. Because...
Yeah, I don't know. I guess mad's not the emotion for me. Like, I feel like...
I wouldn't say it's a fine decision. You have to try something new. I mean, Clay's been, like, bad.
He hasn't been good. He hasn't been good. Yeah, he's given up runs in 4 of his 5 last outings.
Yeah, like, you can't do that again. I mean, this is as, like, when Chapman did this in 2018, they took him out of the closer role and let Betances do it for a little bit. Like, we've seen established closers go through a stretch like Clay's going through and get put on timeout or bumped a little bit. So, to a guy who's never been a full season of a closer before, to just keep running him out there, I'd be pretty pissed if they went back to him and he faltered again over anyone else, really.
Yeah.
Besides Abreu or Litke, don't use them as a closer.
Yeah, I guess I'd like to see Clay Holmes in one, a lower leverage save, like a 4-1 game, and see if that changes anything at all. Because the last grouping he's been in have been tight games that you make one wrong move and it's gone.
But that's the role. I mean, they put him in the other game where it was a 5-run lead and he faltered.
Yeah, but he didn't blow the game. I mean, he gave up one run. But yeah, I don't know. I'd be fine with either. Just get me there. I think if it was gun to my head today to win a game, I'd want Aroldis Chapman. I think they still want to work through Clay Holmes and not totally deflate him personally. Not I think saying he, that's the right
move. He could use a breather. He's got a, I mean, what do you think his whip is in this stretch of 12 bad games? It's got to be crazy.
Last 12 for Clay Holmes?
Last 12, a 2.09 whip.
Whip.
That's two guys reach every inning.
Every inning.
That's horrible if you're trying to save one run or two run leads.
Yeah.
So I would be pretty upset if they go to him in the ninth inning.
Buckle up.
They can't. They just didn't do it. So I think they're trying out not doing it for a little. And then I do wonder if, like, Efros, he gets used 2 days in a row, he gets the save, if they're going to give him, like, double rest here. Wandy is very ready. So is, I think it's Wandy and Johnny and then Trevino with Chappie at the back end. Who knows? Hopefully Cole can go deep. That'd be nice if he can give us 7 innings.
I, too, would like that.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Anything else? Savvy threw a 25-pitch bullpen today.
Bang.
Man, he was having such a good season.
Pitch him.
Pitch him. Pitch him. What's next? The Homer Draft? It's the Homer Draft. Who goes first?
Beeps has it.
Oh, Jake does go first today. Oh. I have a question for him. Is Homer Draft brought to you by anybody? Is this
a question about code pregame for SeatGeek?
That is my question.
You go to the game tonight and find out who the Yankees put in the ninth inning. If you go to SeatGeek, you download their app and you use code pregame, and guess what? Not only do you get to watch the closer decision be made if the Yankees have a lead of 3 runs or less, but you also save $20 on your first SeatGeek order. Use code pregame. I used it for Cubs game earlier this year. You can go use it there. The geeks for seats, they know what they're doing. Geeks know what they're doing in an industry. Oh, that guy's such a computer geek. That means they know computers. These people are seat geeks. They love seats. The angles, where they're at, location.
I'm a geek for some things.
Download the SeatGeek app. Use code PREGAME. Name your top 3 things you're a geek for.
Baseball.
Probably.
Battlefield animation maps.
Ooh, okay. I wish I was a geek in that. Whenever I watch them, I like them. I'm kind of a cricket geek. If you're a baseball geek.
No, I'm not like the same level as baseball, as cricket. I wouldn't start a whole company based on it. I don't know enough.
Sure.
What else am I geek for? Cereal? No.
No. No.
No, there's got to be something else. Music. That's probably my other biggest thing I spend my free time consuming.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean geek.
But like, I read blogs all the time, right? Like new albums and releases. Like I'm very in the weaves of like the industry.
Yeah.
Of the genres.
No,
I
think
like.
It works.
Like if I have a free night,
TV too.
Yeah.
If I have a free night and I'm a little high and Katie's asleep and I'm in bed.
On music.
I'm gonna like go to the music blogs I read, find some new artists, see if I like them, okay. Or I'm gonna watch Battlefield animations, right. And like, how did Sherman attack?
Cricket's a morning thing.
Yes.
And some afternoons.
Yeah. London is afternoon.
Right.
India is the morning. New Zealand's the night. Depends where they're playing. And TV.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shows.
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World geek.
Pod Meets World.
Topanga.
Jake has the first pick.
They're going Beaks and then Yarby Beaks. Rays crap.
Judge needs a homer in the first, so you can choose him, but like he just needs to. Otherwise, the whole thing's fucked. They should walk him.
You know what, Jim?
Should just walk him.
And this is going to tie into my premonition, and I think the Yanks need to change up the juice. I think we're changing up our juice. With the first pick in the homer draft, I'm taking Anthony Rizzo.
Nice.
Hanging curveball. That was my premonition.
Well, sometimes they hit you whenever they hit you.
I'm a premonition geek.
Hey, these go on sale. Me and BBD are wearing our jerseys from the
huge game tonight.
Four ball game, elimination game for We Got Ice.
Hearts on the line.
It's a massive game.
The amount of earwax I just pulled out of my ear is disgusting. I need you to see this.
That's hair?
Earwax.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not cool, but it's a chunk.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to look at it. I'm going to keep looking
at it. I thought it was hair at first, so I landed in a better space, but yeah. I'm an earwax guy.
Oh, it's gross. Just, I kind of fell out. So I'll take Andujar and Hicks.
Mm.
Psych. Andujar and Glaber.
Mm.
The boys.
Friends.
Compadres.
Co-workers.
They are sometimes. Co-workers. They are co-workers.
Currently.
Yeah.
I'll take Judge.
Good pick.
Rules are rules.
Good pick.
Thank you.
You should have taken him first.
I got him. I got my number two guy.
Only because you're drafting an idiot.
It's kind of one of those, I'm a draft geek.
Only because you're drafting with an idiot.
You know I'm a draft geek.
You are a draft geek.
Love a good draft. Where are you going? No.
Yanks need a win today.
You're not in the hood, are you? They've stunk lately.
What are they?
2-8 in their last 10, 23-27 in their last 50. 5-0.
2-8 in their last 10, but 1 in their last 9. And they've won one game out of their last 9 games.
Okay.
Right?
I think it doesn't work out.
The first Mariners game they won in the second Red Sox game.
Yeah. Yeah, they've won.
I think
they've
those
won
are
two of their last. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, okay. Good job. But
before that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I think they're two.
That might be two.
Have they won the first
the
game of the series? And then lost the next two times in a row. What did they do in St. Louis? They won the middle game?
They got swept in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. But it felt like they won.
Mariners, they won the first game both times. Boston, they won the middle game.
It's a bad lineup. It's like a weird lineup. Like, even if these are the guys you have.
Right.
It's a weird.
They're trying to spark Glaber.
I understand that, but.
I do and I
don't. It's the lefty-righty stuff this year, so they lefty start.
No, they're just trying to not have. They're just playing against the reliever. Trying to not have two lefties in the first three hitters against Beeks, the lefty.
Jalen Beeks, though.
But, like, how could you be scared of Beeks, you know?
That's exactly what it is. That's the Rays have already won.
Especially when Benintendi has good numbers off Beeks.
The Rays have already won. Like, that's the... David Cone talked about it. Toe in the slab?
Yeah.
David Cone, he was talking about Garrett Cole. He's like, be Garrett effing Cole. Like, make the other guys adjust to you, because you're really good.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the Yankees, the Rays should try to adjust to you, and you should beat them. Jalen Beeks is significantly worse against lefties. Lefties have a 779 OPS against him, where righties have a 635.
What? What's happening?
They're trying to spark Glaber.
Is it like a weird tiny sample or something?
Somewhat balanced. Obviously more righties, but.
DJ updates just came out. Day to day with inflammation in his toe. He hopes that medicine treatment will help LeMahieu alleviate the pain.
Huge.
So what's the bench today?
So the bench is not DJ.
Higgy
Marwin, and Tilo.
Marwin doesn't play anymore.
He Higgy, Marwin, and Tilo.
And Tilo, they don't like for defense. Talking Yanks Rim Show. I think they're going to win today. I think they're going to win 8-1.
Which ties into the over-under.
What's that?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's eight.
Jim?
Eight.
Yanks don't score.
5.5.
It's 7 flat.
Okay. Split the gap.
Take the...
You just said 8-1.
Yeah.
It's like an over.
Take the over.
You mind if I join you?
Hey, Stan's going through a full pregame routine and hit on the field in the cage. I thought he's playing in minors.
I think they said ideally rehab end of this week. So he's just showing off to the fellas today that I am healthy.
Don't mind me. He's healthy enough to not be immediately on the IL.
Dude, it's pretty frustrating the roster they've constructed right now. They just have no relief, no help, no. They have guys that are better in AAA than are on the major league roster. They just like. Like, it's just not complete. Like, we're just, it's like spring training. It's pretty frustrating. Like, what is that bench?
Yeah, there's nothing on the bench.
There's nothing. And there's nothing, there's, like, not a lot in the lineup.
Marinaccio would have been.
Like, to put this lineup out.
Good pen option.
Yeah.
They're building for something bigger.
Yeah, but you got to play. That's a.
Firm agree on that.
So your premonition is that
just the full image of the Rizzo lean back home run. It's a hanging curveball, probably from Jalen Beeks.
Does he throw a curveball?
And it's just a full
sounds lean like a curveball guy.
Basically that lean back golf finish.
Yeah, and just sticks it.
Well,
he doesn't throw a curveball, so that's a bit of a bummer for your premonition.
Just wait for tonight, man.
That's why it's going to be hanging.
He threw a curveball in 2019. Maybe he brings it back for today.
It's all about pitch mix, man.
He's 50% fastball changeup. But you know what? Rizzo loves changeup from lefties. That's something he told us in the office when he came to visit here. He said something like, all these lefties are throwing change-ups to lefties, but there are not good change-ups. They think that just like, because you're a lefty, you should throw change-ups to lefties.
Right.
So you have a lot of lefty pitchers throwing lefty change-ups, even though it's not a good pitch.
And there's all of that, but he's hitting the curve off of Yarbrough.
So it's Yarby.
I misspoke, yeah.
Okay. Yarby throws it like a yacker, right?
Yep. That's why the lean back works, all of it.
I like the lean back. I like that premonition.
What do you got?
My premonition.
People used to say this was your specialty on the pregame show.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. My premonition. I'm looking.
Are you looking?
I think Benintendi has a game.
Okay. Ties to my what to watch for. Yeah.
I think he throws someone out.
Okay.
Like someone tries to be sneaky. Like maybe Randy tries to stretch a single to a double and Randy Benny gives that. Us like an old like Gardner type like what?
It's not and even a like, strong throw.
No, it's not like a highlight throw. He just gets it there.
Yeah.
He throws it straight.
Yeah.
Benny.
Dude, I miss watching Gardner play left field at the stadium.
Yeah.
Remember I made that video early on of all like how he fucking turned all the balls down the line and kept his singles.
Sure.
He's great at it.
He was like really good at that. I watched a little bit of the doc, like episode 6, the Jeter doc. I haven't watched it all.
I have to watch the last one.
But the section they were talking about was how the Yankees are pretty ruthless with aging like members of the team. You're talking about how like, you know, Bernie and Posada and all that. And say now they were worried about Jeter, but that's why Jeter retired before the season, so they couldn't do that to him. And it was just literally describing what just happened with Gardner. Hmm. like just like done with you, which I don't really like fault him on.
Right.
But it's just like, it was just funny to hear it from the players. Like, yeah, I thought I'd come back. Didn't want to play anywhere else. They just never called me. And I was like, it's probably Brett. If he had a TV, he'd be nodding his head.
Same guy. Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.